Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome again for a wonderful show this week. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. Also, keep listening. Keep downloading these episodes. There's so many good stuff here. If you haven't gone back to the earlier episodes, I recommend you do that. And by the way, thank you so much for sharing it with your friends and colleagues or whoever you share this with, family. Hey, thank you so much. I love watching the numbers grow. I love seeing how you guys are sharing this and we're able to create this ripple effect together, because the show is about you guys. It's about creating that ripple effect of freedom, prosperity, cash flow, be able to work because you want to, not because you have to not have to keep working day in and day out, year after year, lifetime after lifetime, practically, just to try to be like everybody else. We're about living an extraordinary life, not the ordinary life, which is really being paycheck to paycheck, even if your paychecks are huge. Because the thing is that if you don't have freedom, you don't have anything, right? So I'm excited for you guys to be out here today, because I want to talk about freedom today. And specifically, I'm talking to those that are network marketers, those that are do direct sales or multi-level marketing and that kind of thing. This is a great show for you, because this is something I really want to give you some perspective on over the years that I've had, both working inside of it, but also coaching those that have been a part of it too. Now, for those of you that maybe not be involved with network marketing, you know what? I'm going to tell you, this is a great episode to listen to anyways, because I'll tell you, one thing about network marketing and direct sales, for those of you that don't know who it is, because I know some of you listeners have asked, hey, what is that? You know, hey, it's the ability for you to be able to duplicate yourself, to create a sales team of sorts, right? So, you know, there's lots of different companies out there that do this kind of thing. There's right ways of doing it, and there's wrong ways. And I'm going to do an episode here in the coming weeks about what I refer to as the next generation network marketer. That's going to be really good. Talking about really like what's the way to do business now. Like, how do you really do it? Because there's a lot of people doing it incorrectly. But I want to talk about the freedom aspect, because those of you that are in network marketing now, you've probably noticed that you're in it for multiple reasons. You might actually love the company. You might love whatever products they have you sell, and you're promoting it. And it might just be the business opportunity that you're promoting to other people, saying, hey, you know, this opportunity could be great because you can actually, you know, essentially fire yourself, right? Like, you can create teams of people that can essentially become sales forces for you, where you get the overrides and you make money. But I'll tell you that it's not all it's cracked up to be sometimes. Now, I'm the first one to tell you that I think network marketing, and for all those that are listening to this, network marketing is an amazing way to generate streams of income. Not just, you know, never really passive streams of income, right? But definitely great residual streams of income, where it's a real business. It's a business you got to still build like any other business. But the difference is that obviously you're not just in business by yourself, are you? You know, you've got the ability that others can join in as well, and you guys can work together, build each other up. You can be a leader. That's one of the great things, that the one part of business you do have to worry about is sales, marketing, and leadership. You know, those are the three areas you're really concerned about in building this. You don't have to deal with the payroll. You don't have to deal with all the operations type of stuff, you know, all the back-end things. That's one of the great things about network marketing, is that, you know, really, with the right kind of commitment and the right kind of training and skills, as well as the right kind of passion, you can actually make a great living doing it. And I've got family members that have made millions in network marketing. I know people personally that are friends of mine that have also made millions, if at least hundreds of thousands, if not over in the multi-millions of dollars doing network marketing. So for those of you who might want to poo-poo all over it, I want to say, shut up. Pretty simply, because the truth is that, yeah, there's a lot of failure rate in that, but guess where else there's a big failure rate? Business. You know, how many times have we heard that more than 90% of businesses, if not 95% of businesses, fail within the first 5 years. No different here. Now, there is, along with all the positives that go along with network marketing, there are also some weaknesses. You know, one of the things that I hear often is people like, I have my own business. I own my own business in network marketing. Now, here's the truth. You do not own your business. Now, you might be a contractor. You're essentially in a situation where you are a contractor with a company. But the only people I know that really say, no, Chris, what you're about to say is not true, these are usually people that haven't been in long enough to know the truth. They haven't been in for probably at least a decade or two. Because the truth is that no matter how great a company is, things can change. And the truth is they can let your business go at any moment. They can destroy your business. And I've watched this also happen with multimillionaires, people that were leaders in companies, getting booted out for various reasons. Sometimes it's just the company decided to sell off. Sometimes it's just because the company changed what they were doing, the thing that made them great. They changed some systems around. Maybe they got shareholders and they made different decisions and now you don't agree with them anymore. So they violate some values of yours. So now you want to leave. And so no matter how great you think the company is, the truth is that we all have a deadline. It could be death, but a lot of times there's going to be a deadline beforehand, even with the great companies. And the deadline may not be that the company goes away, although that could happen. The deadline may be that you go away or they require you to go away. And I've seen this happen recently. And again, like I said, network marketing is a great option. But when people say, I have my own business, like it's infallible. No, it's not. You really do not own your own business. And I've had a lot of clients say that. They're like, this is something I own. Like, it's all mine. I have full control of my life and my destiny. You do have a lot more control than most people, but you don't have full control. You know. And I'll tell you, I own Money Ripples. 100%, it's mine. I have way more control than anybody that's a network marketer. However, there's possibilities that governments could shut me down, right? You know, who's to say that things wouldn't change with the way politics are and politicians are today? Who's to say all of a sudden they'll say, you know, anybody who's doing kind of consulting work, you're done. No more. You know, now you have to use these guys because, hey, Chase and Morgan Stanley and Merrill Lynch and all these guys, they bought us off. They have lots of money. They bought us off as politicians. They lobbied. And guess what? We're now, unless you work for a brokerage house, you cannot be doing any kind of financial education, period. You know, that could happen. I know that's a risk. I know it's a very low risk, very low. But it's still a risk. Anything can happen. And so I want to kind of bring this to perspective and say, you got to be prepared for the possibility that you may not be in this company forever, whatever company it is you choose. And like I said, network marketing is great. There's some amazing opportunities there, and there's great ways to succeed in it and make some amazing money. But here's a few pointers I want to give you to ensure that freedom continues no matter what happens. Because, like I said, the truth is you don't have full control of your business. You really don't own the business. You're not the one calling all the shots in the company. You're not the one that, you know, if push comes to shove, that some executives in that company might say, you're done. Goodbye. Or they change the compensation plan, or you start losing your team because of that, right? Like, there's all kinds of things that can happen to you. So here's a few things you can do to protect yourself. Number one, do not build a business around a company. Build a business around you. You are that business. If you start building around a company, you start putting your identity with that company. And this happens all the time. You become so enamored. And by the way, this is right after convention time. A lot of people have had their conventions, and now they're super excited about the opportunities they have. And like I said, there's better ways to do your business nowadays than there have been in the past. The old school methods do not work anymore. But what I've seen is so many times that people will build it around a company and they'll create an identity around it. They'll say, hey, I'm in this weight loss business. It's so amazing. It's awesome. Like, this company is the best. Or, hey, I'm doing this essential oil company. It's seriously got the best oils ever. And we're all about wellness. And we love what we do. And there might even be a strong why and a passion behind it. But the one mistake that so many people make is, they didn't build it around them as the person. Is, hey, I am the business. I am the opportunity. Yes, I have a team, but it is me that I'm selling, not a product. And by the way, I will say you're not even selling the opportunity. It's not the business opportunity you're selling either. That's actually one of the worst ways to lead out. It works in some situations, but for most, it's actually a really bad, much harder, laborious way to do your business. But you got to build around you. What do you stand for? What are you passionate about? What's awesome about you? You know, not the product. The thing is, we don't just buy products. We buy because we know, like, and trust somebody. So what is it that makes you stand apart from the rest? And when I hear people say, oh, it's getting harder because this company's growing, expanding, it's becoming oversaturated. Yeah, but you know who's not oversaturated? You. You're not. So look for ways to build you. That's got to be essential. So find that identity, build the business around you. So if anything does happen, you got to switch companies, people follow you. And I'm not saying like violate non-competes because that will often happen. But I'm just saying that people buy into you. If they buy into you, you won't have to worry about competing or non-competes because the right people will follow you. And so build the brand around you. That's got to be the number one key point. If you get nothing else, remember that. You know, the second thing is do not rely on the income. One of the biggest mistakes I've seen network marketers happen, especially if they have to change course or change companies, is that they go from, it's like feast or famine. They make this great feast, but then all of a sudden when that contract is gone or that company is gone or something changes, well, now they're right back to billing it all over again. This is just like starting a business and all of a sudden your business shuts down just instantly, and then you got to go and rebuild and start a new business. You're going to go broke doing that. So here's a few key things. These are the two other points I make. One, make sure you build up a good cash reserve. Now, I would say if you're a network marketer, don't just have 6 months of cash reserves. I would go for 12. I would go for 12 months of cash reserves. There's nothing worse if you have to start a company over that all of a sudden now you're scrambling trying to make ends meet. You know, I know somebody right now, they've made millions with a company that they were with for over a decade. And they're one of the some of the original people there, one of the early people in that company, helped build it. I mean, brought in literally tens of thousands of people into that company, if not more, maybe hundreds of thousands. But this year they said, great, you know, your contract is over. Goodbye. So they had to start with a new company. They're excited about it. And they've done amazing things. 6 months, they're building nearly $100,000 a year business in about 6 months. I mean, which is just awesome for anybody. But the problem is that when you have a certain lifestyle and you're trying to make ends meet, you know, that puts you in a pinch. And so when you get a situation like that, and by the way, I've heard this story. This is not a singular story. This is a repeated story I've heard over and over from my friends. You know, like this is the kind of thing that happens. And so having that least minimum 6 months reserves, but I would even aim for 12 months reserves. And by the way, I'll do a show on like where to keep reserves so it's not just sitting around doing nothing. But have at least 6 to 12 months reserves. So if something like that happens, you're not scrambling, you're not trying to hustle super hard, and you're not sounding desperate as you're trying to launch this new business. You know, especially because, I mean, you got credit cards. And by the way, for reserves, having credit cards, open lines of credit are good. Not maxed out, but having those lines of credit just in case. But lines of credit can only go so far and pay for so many things. You've got to have those cash reserves. So that's the second thing. So first is brand you. Sell you as the business, not the product or the company. Secondly is have a good cash reserves, 6 to 12 months minimum. Third, and you've heard me talk about this a lot on the show, is have multiple streams of income. Do not rely on your quote-unquote residual income with that company. If that's all you have, you are in danger. I am telling you, you are in danger of some high risk. You are a ticking time bomb waiting to happen. You need other streams of income outside of that business. Now, granted, you can make some streams of income within the business. You could do some affiliate type of marketing and things like that where you joint venture with some people and stuff. You could sell your education. You could sell consulting. I know people have done that, and that's cool too. But you know what? The best thing you can do is create multiple streams of income. You know, that's why we talk about alternative investments. I mean, what great thing. I mean, network marketing is one of the lowest overhead businesses I've consulted people about. You know, really when you think about it, other than going on trips, going to events, there's not a whole lot of overhead. I mean, you might buy some product, but you're not the one buying the product and then selling it. most of the time you're just getting paid the remaining, right? So that's a beautiful thing, is that you can actually go and with very low overhead. But as a result, because you have low overhead and then because you have high profit, you got to make sure you're taking that profit and buying cash flowing investments, whether it's real estate. We've talked about that. You could do different things with funds or notes. You can do different things with active investing, or, you know, with direct investing or passive investing. You could do different things with oil and gas. You know, we've talked about all these kind of things, and we've had even some of these people on our show, right? These are the kind of things you need to be getting into. So guys, like I'm telling you as a warning, you do not ever want to rely on that income. Brand you, that's one way to protect yourself, cash reserves, and then multiple streams of income outside of this business. When you do that, you will stand with such confidence that, not to mention, I mean, if you have multiple streams of income, one, you can legitimately stand in front of anybody, or and I'm saying figuratively too if you're doing this online, but you could be in front of any person and say, you know what, I really don't need you in this business. Like if somebody's looking to get recruited in your business, like I don't need you. I'm just looking for the right people that are looking for the right opportunities because it's a duty that I have. It's a mission and a calling, but I really don't need you. I'm great. Even if this company went away, I still got money coming in. I'm good. That is such a powerful place to stand from that you cannot, I mean, if you not only just brand you, which is a powerful thing to do, but you can stand in a place to say, listen, I don't even need the money. That is awesome. So that's what I'm challenging you guys to do. Seriously, that is key. If you don't know what to do, hey, email me. Shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. Say, Chris, like, hey, what do you think in my situation? What should I do? Let me know. Like, ask me. That's a great conversation we should have. So anyways, guys, I hope you have a wonderful, prosperous week, and I hope you do everything you can to remain passionate about what you're doing, love your business, love your life, and keep building it, but also remember to build you and build your situation so that you can stand confident and sure in yourself and in your situation. Guys, I hope you make a wonderful week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.